play. They ran the puck. Just the other side happens to be Ginther's side of the field. And, again, the same run play working well for Harbor Beach.
Aaron Ginther has 5 carries on the night. Only one is less than 10 yards. He has 129 yards on the night, mostly due to his first carry for 73 yards and a touchdown. And now Dawson sells the left side. It's fumbled. It looks like USA jumped on it. Looks like the moisture on the ball popped it right out of the pocket there for Austin Self. And it's a turnover. USA recovers. And it's the second turnover of the night for Harbor Beach. And USA perhaps having a little momentum on their side.
Well, they're doing what they need to do here, looking like got their backs against the wall, force a turnover. That's the only thing you can do and give the offense another shot.
9:48 left in the fourth quarter. It's 35-6. USA offense back out of the field after recovering a fumble from Austin Self to the Pirates. First and 10 from the 10-yard line. T formation, Beach under center, working off the right hash, right to left crosser radio. And it's a handoff to number 16, McKay Jones, who's caught in the backfield way back at the 6-yard line. Harbor Beach came in at the blitz, and they broke right through that line.
Brandon Oswald made a nice tackle in the backfield.
We're getting word from the Ubley Harbor Beach, the Ubley Bad Axe game. 26-20. Ubley takes the lead again at the end of the third. Bad Axe tied the game at 20 apiece off a 15-yard touchdown pass. Ubley responds with a touchdown themselves, now 26-20 at the end of the third. Our game in front of us is 35-6, Harbor Beach leading USA. USA with the ball at their own 6-yard line, 2nd and 13. Beachy back to pass, rolls to his right, and it's through the hands of number 88, Dan Rick, his favorite receiver, right at the first down marker of the 20-yard line, incomplete. And now 3rd and 13.
I think number 3, Colin Cook, got a hand on that ball, deflected it over his head through his fingertips. Good play on defense by Colin.
Jake Beachy is now 5 for 15 for 44 yards and an interception on the night. 3rd and 13 situation coming up from their own 6-yard line. 8:58 left in the fourth quarter, 35-6, Harbor Beach leads. Receiver wide each way, 2 men in the backfield. Favoring left side, here comes McKay Jones in motion. And it's a handoff to the opposite side to Brandon Harper, caught in the backfield, loses his footing back to the 5. Loss of about 2 yards, and now they're looking at a 4th and 15.
First one to hit him in the backfield, number 54, Josh Keyes.
Harbor Beach defense showing up on this drive with authority. Total yardage on this drive was -5 for USA. I presume they're going to punt, but you never know. Punt team is out there. The punter is about 2 yards from the back line of the touch end zone. Gets this one off and hits the 32-yard line. Aaron Ginther calls for the fair catch, and he gets it at the 31. And that's where Harbor Beach is going to be taking over with a short field to work with. With 8:08 left in the fourth quarter, 35-6.
Number 60, John Bauer, did a nice job getting that ball out of the back of the end zone. A very late flag on the play, Clark. It's on USA.
8:08 left in the fourth quarter, 35-6. There's a little discussion going on between the officials and Eli Kraft, the captain of this Harbor Beach team. It was an illegal shift or illegal man down the field.
Yeah, I think it's an illegal man down the field.
And they decline it. And so it's going to be 1st and 10 for Harbor Beach from the 31-yard line of USA territory on the right side of your radio. Harbor Beach in all black with white lettering and classic white helmets, nothing on them. Hands it off to number 7, Derek Puff, breaks through his first tackle out to the 20-yard line. Finally stops at the 18-yard line. And it's a 1st and 10 and a gain of 12. 13, in fact.
Number 16, McKay Jones, finally tripped him up.
8:01 left in the fourth quarter, 35-6. Harbor Beach back with the ball. They steer. Harbor Beach actually was about to score on USA in this quarter. Austin Seltz fumbled the ball on a pop out of his pocket. and then Harbor Reach comes back with a 3-and-out on defense, and now it's a handoff right up the gut for good about 2 yards. Rittner, the ball carrier, out to about the 17-yard line, maybe a gain of 2. 2nd and 8, 2nd and 9, somewhere in there. In between the hash marks, far right side of your radio, clock still continues down. We're now at 7:25 in the fourth, 35-6, Harbor Beach lead.
The senior linebacker, John Bauer, made the tackle.
Harbor Beach comes out of the huddle in no hurry at all, leading by 29 points. Kraft under center, Freeman in the backfield, Ginther, Rittner, and Puff. It's a pitch out to Ginther to the left side. Past the line of scrimmage into the 10-yard line. Drags three defenders with him all the way down to about the 6-yard line. He has the first down. He started at the 16. That's a gain of 10 for Aaron Ginther. Continues to just log on the yardage tonight for Harbor Beach in the rushing. Typically in the passing, but tonight it's rushing for Aaron Ginther.
Yeah, he's done a nice job making guys miss. All the Harbor Beach backs have done that well tonight. If you make the first guy miss, you have the chance of going for a huge play. And Harbor Beach has done that multiple times tonight, including that one.
Ball's on the 6-yard line. It's a handoff to the right side to Derek Puff. He gets out to about the original line of scrimmage. Nothing else more than that. Maybe a gain of a half a yard. Clock still winding down. Short of the first down by about 2 yards. 2nd and 2 coming up. 2nd and 1 yard, actually.
Number 72, Brendan Ballard, made the tackle.
Surprisingly, we haven't heard his number being called too much tonight.
No, they've done a nice job. Fortunately for Harbor Beach, they have a guy themselves, Mike Lukowski, that lines up nice with him, and a little chip here and there really gives him an advantage, and they've ran the ball well, especially even away from Ballard, which I'm sure was a strategy of Coach Shelkey's.
And the T formation and a handoff to Derek Puff breaks through the tackle, and he's in for his third touchdown of the night. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. It's now Harbor Beach 41, USA 6, with 5:56 left in the fourth quarter. Derek Puff scampers in for 3 yards, in for his third touchdown of the night.
And nice blocking by the offensive line there. Puff ran right through Ballard's hands there as he tried to slow him down, and Puff refused to do so.
It's Derek Puff's 14th carry of the night. Now with 92 yards, and Harbor Beach comes out with the kicking team. Nick Hessling trying to stay perfect on the night. It's currently 41-6. Hessling trying to make it 42-6. Poor weather conditions out there. A little bit of a low snap, but they still get it off with ease. As through the uprights, and it is now 42-6. Nick Hessling stays perfect on the night. And you're tuned to WLEW. It's Harbor Beach 42. USA 6.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes and arrows and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
.556 remains in the fourth quarter. It's Harbor Beach 42, USA 6. Derek Puff found himself in the end zone for the third time tonight. There's Nick Hessling's kick out to about the 20-yard line. Bounces to the 18, picked up by Brandon Harper. And out to the 26, as in fact Seth Gangler on the reception. So USA will start their drive from their own 26-yard line. 74 yards for score. 1st and 10, right to left across your radio.
Number 86, Avery Wehner, makes the tackle.
Back to a running clock situation. The differential is 36 points. It takes 35 in the second half to create a to create a running clock.